ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹாம். ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாபியாம் நமஹாம். பிரம்மசூத்ராஸ் சாப்டர் 2 பாதா 3 வியததிகரணம் ந வியஸ்ருதேஹே அஸ்தி து கௌண்யசம்பவாத் சப்தாச்ச ஸ்யாச்சைகஸ்ய ப்ரஹ்மசப்தவத் ப்ரதிஜ்ஞா அஹானிஹி அவ்யதிரேகாச்சப்தேப்யஹ யாவத் விகாரம் து விகாரோ லோகவத். மாதரிஷ்வாதிகரணம் ஏதேன மாதரிஷ்வா வியாக்யாதஹ. ஏதேன மாதரிஷ்வா வியாக்யாதஹ. 8th Sutra, 224th running Brahma Sutra. So this Sutra states that air, Vayu, also like Akasha, has been created by Brahman. So this is an Adhikarana with only one Sutra. First, let us see a general introduction of this Adhikarana. And Matarishva, that refers to Vayu, the air, wind, and therefore it is Vayu Adhikaranam. We can call it as Matarishva Adhikaranam, as Vayu Adhikaranam. And it deals with Vayu Utpatti controversy, a controversy in the generation, origination of Vayu. And the controversy is due to the seemingly controversial statements in Chandogya Upanishad and Taittiriya Upanishad. And in Chandogya Upanishad, Vayu Utpatti is not mentioned, and Vayu is born out of Akasha, it is said in Taittiriya Upanishad. And Vyasacharya says that I do not want to deal with this in any detail because it has been already dealt with in the previous sutra. You can reconstruct Vayu Utpatti also in the same manner as we did for Akasha. That is the contention of Vyasacharya. So Vyasacharya asks us to read previous sutras, understand. This is general introduction. Now Vyasacharya says, we have dealt with Akasha Utpatti, the seeming contradiction in Akasha Utpatti we have already seen. And on the same lines, the creation of Vayu Utpatti also has to be decided. Vayu is anityam and therefore Vayu is born. As we mentioned many times, whatever is anityam has birth. This is the general analysis. Now let us go to the word analysis of this sutra. Yetena. Yetena means by this. Matarishva means the seeming contradiction with respect to origination of Vayu. So all that we have to supply. Vayu only is there. The seeming contradiction with respect to origination of Vayu, Vyakhyataha, that is also resolved. That is what the statement Vyasacharya makes in the sutra. Now let us look at the significance of the words. Yetena. Yetena means by this, or by resolving the seeming contradiction of Akasha in the previous sutra that we did elaborately yesterday. Matarishva, Vayuhu, that which moves in the sky is called Matarishva. Whatever moves in the sky is called Matarishva. And Vyakhyataha, it is also resolved, is also answered. The controversy is settled. So he just makes one statement and puts it to rest. As the arguments were given for Akasha, same thing you can use for Vayu also. So it's a small Adhikaranam, just only a statement of Vyasacharya. Now let us go to the next Adhikaranam. அசம்பவாதிகரணம் அசம்பவஸ்து சதோனுபபத்தேஹே. அசம்பவஸ்து ததோ சதோனுபபத்தேஹே இஸ் த 9th சூத்ர ஆஃப் த 3rd பாதா 2nd சாப்டர் 225th ரன்னிங் பிரம்மசூத்ர. அண்ட் திஸ் சூத்ரா ஸ்டேட்ஸ் தட் பிரம்மன் ஹேஸ் நோ ஆரிஜின் ஆஸ் இட் இஸ் நெய்தர் ப்ரூவ்ட் பை ரீசனிங் நார் டைரக்ட்லி ஸ்டேட்டட் பை ஸ்ருதி. ஸோ நெய்தர் யுக்தி நார் ஸ்ருதி பிரமாணம் இஸ் தேர் to state that there is neither proved by these two has no origin. So this is a small adhikaranam with one sutra. First, let us see the general introduction to this adhikaranam. The intention of this sutra is what? Vyasacharya wants to discuss all the five elements. And among the five, Akasha and Vayu, he has already done in the previous two sutras. Here, there is a small diversion. Here, Vyasacharya deals with a natural doubt that can come in this context. In all these Adhikaranams, we have been taking Chandogya Upanishad, which has created a lot of problems to us. Taittiriya Upanishad has explained all about Panchabhuta creation, all the five elements. Chandogya starts with Agni Srishti only, and that is why there are all these problems. And we said we have to assume Vayu Srishti. In this Adhikaranam, Brahma Srishti is not mentioned. And therefore, one may conclude that the Karanam Brahman is also born. One can perhaps say. The answer is given in this Adhikaranam. Brahma Srishti is not mentioned because Brahma Srishti has not taken place at all. This is the essence of this Adhikaranam. Brahma Srishti has not taken place at all. That is why it is not mentioned. Now we'll do the general analysis. Brahma Srishti is not there because it is impossible. The Purvapakshi says that even though Brahma Srishti is not said, we must accept keeping with Vayu and Akasha. We should keep in with respect to Vayu and Akasha. And that argument is there in the seventh sutra which we saw. One argument which we gave is used by Purvapakshi to his advantage. Akasha is distinct entity. This we saw yesterday. Akasha is distinct entity, different from other elements. That argument becomes handy for the Purvapakshi. He says, Brahman is different from all other things in the creation. Brahman is Chaitanya Tattvam. Everything in creation is Jada Tattvam. Insentient, inert. Atma is distinct from Anatma. Atma is Vibhaktam and it is distinct from the entire creation. Therefore, he says, I will make an Anumanam that Brahman is Karya Bhutaha. Brahman also is only created, is an effect, not a cause. He says, Nitya Atma is Janyaha, it is born. And our answer is, the essence of this Adhikaranam is the answer to this particular statement. Nitya Atma is Janyaha is what he says. And the sutra states that Brahman has no origin as it is, neither proved by reasoning, logic, nor directly stated by Shruti. And here Vyasacharya deals with Bhuta Bhoktru Srishti Sthiti Virodha Pariharaha. Panchabhuta and Jiva Srishti Virodha he is talking about. And we have negated the opponent's views of Akasha and Vayu, Vayu Srishti. And normally we should have entered the Agni. Agni Srishti and all. So, but Vyasacharya has taken a small diversion about the self-imposed question regarding Purvapakshi, Ekadeshi and Siddhanta's view regarding Brahma Srishti. So we are now looking at Brahma Srishti with respect to Purvapakshi, Ekadeshi and Siddhanta. Now Purvapakshi says that there is contradiction regarding the Brahma Srishti in the Shruti. Further, Ekadeshi also views that there is something wrong in the Shruti statements regarding the Srishti and Siddhanti has to clear the contradictions of Purvapakshi and correct Ekadeshi's views regarding Brahma Srishti. These are all the allegations and the charges we have to answer. This is being done in this Adhikaranam by Vyasacharya. So I am providing the context of this Adhikaranam. Now Purvapakshi says that with respect to creation of Sat Brahman, there is contradiction in Shruti in the Vedas. So first he takes the Chandogya mantra of 6th chapter, 6.2.1, 6th chapter, 2nd section, 1st mantra. Sadeva somya idamagra asit ekameva dvitiyam. This mantra is very familiar. We have been using this mantra many times. Sat eva somya idam agra asit ekam eva advitiyam. Taddaika ahuho asadevedamagra asit. Ekameva dvitiyam tasmat asataha sajjayata. So according to this Shruti, Sat alone was there in the beginning. That is, existence alone was there in the beginning. And from this it is clear that Sat Brahman is not a created entity. It has been there always. And from Sat Brahman, everything else came. Sat was already present before creation. And this says Sat is unborn. According to this Shruti, Sat is unborn. But there is another Shruti statement in Taittiriya Upanishad which says, Asadva idamagra asit tato vai sada jayatam tadasmanag swayam kurutam tasmatat sukritam uchyata iti. Non-existence, asat. Previously it was sat existence. Now it is asat. Non-existent was this world in the beginning. It was only non-existence in the beginning. Therefore, was existence produced is the question. That it made itself Atma. Therefrom, is it called from then on, it is called very well made. Sukritam uchyata iti. Sukritam, it is well made. So the Upanishad talks of the origination of Sat. In Chandogya, Sat was unborn. So Purupakshi says there is contradiction between Chandogya Upanishad and Taittiriya Upanishad. In Taittiriya Upanishad, Sat is born. In Chandogya, Sat is unborn. This is both the contradiction regarding the Srishti of Brahman. So in the second stage, Ekadeshi says wrongly that Sat is born. You have to talk of Sat. Sataha anutpattihi should not be taken seriously, according to him. We have to assume, utpatti means origin. So we have to assume the utpatti of Sat, for which he gives three arguments. We have to assume the utpatti of Sat. He gives three arguments in support of that. He says, even though Shruti, Veda did not mention the origination of Akasha in Chandogya Upanishad, we remember it starts directly with Agni only. We supplied the origination of Akasha there. On the same lines, even though Sat Utpatti is not mentioned in the Shruti, as in the case of Akasha, we have to assume the creation of Sat Brahman also. That is his argument. So this is argument number one. And next he says, Vibhaktavata. It means an argument we ourselves used in the seventh sutra. There we wanted to establish the origination of Akasha logically. And the logic given is what? Akasha is a distinct entity from all other elements like Vayu, Agni, and Jaram and all that. So we said the other entities are distinct and the birth is experienced by us. And Akasha is distinct from other elements and therefore Akasha is not born. So Sat Brahman is also distinct from all other things in creation which you have accepted. He tells Siddhantis. The Ekadeshi tells this to Siddhanti. So all other things are achetana, like the Karana Shariram, Sukshma Shariram, and all the other elements and all that. All are achetanam and drishyam. That can be seen and all that. You can objectify, that's what it means. And Brahman alone is drik, the very subject. And established that it is distinct, and therefore Ekadeshi's conclusion is Brahman is created. According to him, Brahman is created. He uses all the arguments of Siddhantis to establish creation of Brahman. He uses our own arguments to establish his view. And the third argument he says, all karanams that we see happen to be karyam also. All causes are effects also. For example, Prithvi, the earth, is a karanam for ocean, apaha, and all plant kingdom. But we find Prithvi is the karyam of what? Prithvi is the karyam of jalam. Jalam is karanam for Prithvi and karyam for Agni. Jalam is the effect of Agni. Agni is a karanam. So Agni is karanam of jalam, but karyam of Vayu. So thus we have found out, in the case of other elements, and even locally, our own parents are our caste and they are the effects of their parents. Therefore, yatra yatra karanatvam, tatra tatra karyatvam. And therefore, he says, sat brahma karyam karanatvate akashavate prithivivate and all that. Because of these three reasons, Ekadeshi concludes that Brahman was also born. Now, let us come to the general analysis of this sutra. Vyasacharya concludes that Brahman is unborn because of the following reasons. We also give three reasons for non-origination of Brahman. First reason, what he gives Karana asambhavat. There is no karana. Karana, the origination of Sat requires a karanam. If you are talking about origination of Sat Brahman, it needs a karana. It has to come from a cause. That is not possible. If you say Sat, the existence itself is born, then I will ask, out of what the Sat is born? If you say that existence is born, there are two possibilities. It should be born out of existence, or it should be born out of non-existence. Only these two, Sat or Asat. In the whole creation, these are the only two possibilities. Sat cannot be born, Sat means existence, cannot be born out of Sat because it is already there. So Sat cannot be born out of Sat. So from elimination, Sat must be come out of non-existence. And this also you cannot say, because from non-existence, nothing can be born. Nothing can come out of non-existence. This we have also discussed in the Mandukya Upanishad. At that discussion, we are discussing elaborately. Existence cannot be the destination of anyone. That was the point we made there. So when you have time, you can perhaps look at those lectures. Yes, existence cannot be the destination of anyone. An existent entity cannot have the goal of existence because it already exists. The non-existent entity cannot have the goal of existence because non-existent entity cannot be a traveler. It is non-existent. Therefore, Sat existence cannot be the goal or the result of either Sat or Asat, existence or non-existence. Then Shankaracharya suggests one option. And he says that it is not possible. There is gold, and from the gold, ornaments are born. Okay. What is the difference between gold and the ornaments? Gold is samanya gold, and the ornament is vishesha gold. It's an ornament. Ornament is vishesha swarna, that it has special name and form. So from samanya gold, the common gold, vishesha gold, a specific gold with nama, rupa and karma, that is born. And in the same way, why cannot we say that from samanya sat existence, Vishesha Sat is born, for which Shankaracharya agrees. He says that's fine. So Purvapakshi puts this argument forward. So out of Samanya Sat, Vishesha Sat can be born. Siddhanti says, Brahman happens to be Samanya Satta, Nama Rupa Rahita, general existence is Brahman. Asadva idamagra asit, tato vai sadajayatam, tadatmanagya swayamakurutam, tasmatat sukritamuchyate iti. That Shruti we just read. So it is Brahman is general existence, and Vishesha Satta alone can be born, and Brahman, the Samanya Satta, cannot be born. This is his argument. So second argument is what? Then Shruti Pramanam is given. Shruti very strongly says that Brahman is not born out of anything. Actually, there is a Shweta Swatara Upanishad, which I have quoted earlier also, in the 6th chapter, the 9th mantra. Natasya kaschit pratirasti loke na cheshita naiva cha tasya lingam sakaranam karana adipadipaham na chasya kaschit janita na cha adipaham. If Atman, Brahman, is no master in this world, no ruler, nor is there any mark of him at all, he is the cause, the lord of the lords of the sense organs. Of him there is neither progenitor nor lord for such a person. And we have got, there is no progenitor nor the lord, no cause for him, and no master for him also, that Brahman. We have got all other shrutis also, in Kathopanishad also we have seen. Na jayate mriyate va vipaschite nayam kutaschinna babuva kaschite ajo nitya shashvatoyam puranaha na hanyate hanyamane sharire. Self, Atma, is never born, nor does it die any time. The Atma sprang from nothing, and nothing sprang from him. He is unborn, eternal. All this he and all gender, we just use it for the sake of convenience here. He is eternal, abiding, and primeval. That Atma is not slain, cannot be destroyed. When the body is slain, body can be slain, but not Atma. And we also saw in Kathopanishad again, anyatra dharmatim, anyatra adharmatim, anyatra asmat krita krithat, anyatra bhuta cha bhavya cha, yattat pashyasim, Tadvada Nachiketa says, Yamadharma Raja, tell me that which you see beyond right and wrong, beyond what is done and not done, beyond past and future. So this Shruti Pramanam says all these things. So the last argument is what? Brahman is the very Atma and Brahman cannot be a product. So this argument is given in the 7th Sutra of that Visa, Yavad Vikaram Tu Vikaro Lokavate. So if Brahman is Karyam, it is subject to destruction, and whatever has got origination has got destruction also. So you cannot talk about the negation of Atma, negator, because the very negator is Atma. The very negator cannot be negated. Atma is there, that is the very subject. So Atma is there, after everything is negated, what is there is Atma. If Atma is negated, then I will ask the question, who talks about the Atma or the absence of Atma or the negation of Atma? If there is someone else to talk of the absence of Atma, then there will be another Atma observing or negating that Atma, and this argument will not end anywhere, will go nowhere. Therefore, Brahman cannot be a product. Then we have to negate Purva Pakshi and Ekadeshi now. Now we let us see the word analysis of this particular sutra. The word tu means however. Sataha means Sat Brahman. Asambhavaha has not origination. It doesn't have origination. Anupapattehe, since it is not possible. This is the running name. Simple meaning. Then the significance of words, if you see, asambhavaha. Asambhavaha means non-origination or anutpatti, anupatti, utpatti, anutpatti of Sat Brahman. He uses the word sataha, since our whole analysis centers around Sat, the Sat word, Sat of Chandogya Upanishad. Sadeva Somi Itamagra Asid, Sat Yeva, so that Sadeva, that Sat. And Purva Pakshi and Ekadeshi, they also keep in mind the Sat for Brahman, existence. Tu means however. So which indicates that Brahman is different from Panchabhutas. The moment you put however, that means it's something else. Akasha and Brahman are close. And we see that Akasha is born, while Brahman is unborn. Because such a statement, Brahman is born, is illogical. So Brahman is not born. Because of illogicality, Brahman is unborn. Now we have to refute the Purva Pakshi and Ekadeshi now. First, we will take a Purva Pakshi. Purva Pakshi says there is contradiction between the two Upanishads, Chandogya and Taittiriya. Non-origination of Akasha is said in Taittiriya Upanishad, and in Chandogya Upanishad, Sat Utpatti is talked about. So we have got a huge Ghatabhashyam. Actually, in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, we dealt with this Ghatabhashyam very elaborately. You can refer to those lectures perhaps. That is from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad class. And our answer is what? That the word Sat refers to manifest universe. And Asat refers to non-manifest universe. It is like the creation of butter from milk by various processes. Butter was not created, and it is already there in the milk. And manifest curd is created, and that we call as Sat. Manifest thing alone is called the Sat, because such manifest thing alone is useful for transaction. That is why Shruti talks about the origination of existence, but it talks about origination of manifestation from unmanifestation. So with this, the Purva Pakshi also is answered and said that there is no contradiction at all between Upanishads. Now we have to take the arguments of Ekadeshi. I have told you, Ekadeshi thinks that he talks pro-Veda, but his arguments are wrong. First argument is regarding Akasha. Akasha is born also. Brahman also has to be born, is their argument. Ekadeshi's argument is Akasha is born, Brahman also should be born. For which we say Akasha Utpatti has to be supplied. We have already given the reason that Eka Vijnanena Sarva Vijnana Pratijna Siddhyartham, you have to accept origination of Akasha. We already discussed that in the last class. Eka Vijnanena Sarva Vijnana Pratijna. And in the case of Brahman, you cannot supply and quote the above example in case of Brahman. And the second argument put forward by him is what? It's a serious argument. vibhaktatvat. Brahman must be created being a distinct entity as all other creations. For the Shankaracharya says that really speaking, we should not talk about differences between Brahman and other creation at all. We should not talk about difference between Brahman and other creation at all, even though we talk of Atma, Anatma, Viveka. We always talk about Atma, Anatma, all those things we talk. But Shankaracharya says, we should not talk about the difference between Brahman and other creation. In fact, we should not talk about it at all, and then Atma will become one of the creations of the world, because it is a distinct thing. And our argument for this stand is what? The differences can be talked about only between two entities with the same order of reality. You cannot talk about all of this. You cannot talk about the differences of two people obtaining in two different avasthas, in waking state and in dream state. You cannot compare them. You cannot compare because they belong to different orders of reality. And difference is a form of relationship. In the beginning of the Vedantic study, we say, I am different from all. Dvaitam, plurality and all. Then we say, I am the cause of all. And in the end, I say, I am all. Look at this. I am different from all. I am the cause of all. I am all. Where is the question of difference at all when you say that? There is no matter different from consciousness, we say. Brahman and the world are not different. And vibhaktatvam nasti. No difference. That argument is gone. Vibhaktatva argument is gone. And then comes the third and the final argument. Yagadeshi says that every karanam happens to be a karyam. We already told for the earth, jalam, and jalam happens to be the karyam of the previous thing, and Agne, Rapaha, Apa, Prithvi, all that we saw. For the Shankaracharya says, I do not face this problem alone. This is the problem of every system. When Sankhyas, they talks of creation, he talks about the ultimate cause. And he says, Pradhanam is the Moola Karanam, ultimate cause. And in Nyaya philosophy, it is Paramanu is the Moola Karanam. And he says that they are Moola Karanam and they are not Karyam. All religious philosophers say that there is a causeless cause. Why Siddhanti then should be singled out? Everybody says that. So Siddhanti also says about a causeless cause as Brahma. All of you have got causeless cause. It is an anavastha dosha. And you will not have finality at all. If you want to argue in that line. There will be another problem also. If you say every cause is an effect. And every effect being mithya. The cause also will become mithya. Karanam mithya and karyam mithya, sarvam mithya, there will be no satyam at all then. This is not acceptable to us. So anavastha dosha and shunyavada prasanga, they both will come if one has to argue along those lines. If you can accept causeless cause, for me, Brahman is moola karanam, not anything else, pradhanam nor paramanu. Brahman is the Moola Karana. And we have another reason given in Mandukya Upanishad also. If you say Brahman is Karanam, we will have the logical problem that every Karanam being Karyam and Brahman also will become Karyam. And then ultimately speaking, Brahman is Karanam also. It is Karanam also will become a Karyam also. If the Brahman is not a Karanam, how did the world come? That question will arise. Then they ask how the world came, and Gaudapada says that there is no world and the world has not come out at all. Na nirodo na chotpatti na baddo na cha sadaka. Actually, all these mantras we have seen earlier in different contexts. Na mumukshur na vai muktaha ityesha paramarthatha. There is no dissolution, nirodaha, no birth, utpatti, none in bondage, baddha. None aspiring for wisdom, sadaka. Na mukshuhu, no seeker of liberation also. Na muktaha, nobody liberated. Ityesha, this is the absolute truth. Everywhere he says. This alone is the supreme truth. Brahman is not Karanam and it is not a Karyam. Brahman is causeless cause, is for teaching only. It is for only teaching purposes. With this, the Asambhava Adhikaranam is also over. Now let us go to the next Adhikaranam called the Tejo Adhikaranam. It talks about Tejas here means fire. Fire originates from air. Tejotaha tatahyaha. Tejotaha tatahyaha. 10th Sutra, 3rd section of 2nd chapter, 226th running Brahma Sutra. First, let us do the general introduction to this Adhikaranam. In this Adhikaranam, Vyasacharya discusses Agni Srishti, creation of Agni. As we said before, in the entire Pada, in this section, we have to see three stages, like I mentioned earlier in the last class also, Purvapakshi one stage, Ekadeshi second, and Siddhanta three. All the three arguments we have to see. So we will talk of the contradiction in Shruti's statements as pointed out by Purvapakshi. Whatever contradictions are there in Vedic mantras. Ekadeshi comes with the noble motive only, as I told earlier, of resolving the contradictions, and we have to correct him though, because his intention is good, but approach is wrong. First, if we will see the Purvapakshi Mata. Purvapakshi says that in Chandogya Upanishad, it is said that Agni is Brahma Karya. Chandogya Upanishad 6th chapter, 2nd mantra, 2nd section, 3rd mantra says, and also in Taittiriya Upanishad, it is said Agni is born out of Vayu, Vayu Karya. So in one place, Agni is Brahma Karyam, that is in Taittiriya, and in another, it is Vayu Karyam in Chandogya. So since it contradicts regarding the source of Agni, the Shruti is Apramanam, that is Purvapakshi's contention. You cannot believe in Vedas. Shruti is Apramana. This is Purvapakshi Mata. Then comes the Ekadeshi. And what does he say? Agni is not Vayu Karyam and Agni is Brahma Karyam or the product of Brahman only. And he has his own reasons. And the first reason he gives is Sarvasya Brahma Karyatvat. Shruti declares that everything is born out of Brahman only. Everything means etasmat brahmanaha. It is said in Kaivalya Upanishad, Mundaka Upanishad, everywhere. Sarvam includes Agni also. When it says Sarvam, it includes Agni also, came out of Brahman. So Brahman alone is the karanam for Agni. And second reason he gives is the idea conveyed in sutra, the previous sutra, sutra number 6, that pratigna ahanihi avyatireka chabdebhyaha. We saw that sutra, 6th sutra, the 222nd running Brahma sutra. Only if everything is accepted as product of Brahman, then alone Brahma vijnanena sarva vijnanam sambhavati, that pratigna vakyam will be honored. So if Agni is Vayu Karyam, it should have been Vayu vijnanena Agni vijnanam bhavati. It should be like that. It cannot be Brahma Vijnanena Agni Vijnanam Bhavati. When we say Sarva Vijnanam, Agni Vijnanam is included. Therefore, Eka Vijnanena Sarva Vijnanam Sambhavati, and all should be product of Brahman only and not a product of Vayu or anything. And the third explanation for a possible question from us is what? If Agni is Brahman product, what should be the meaning of Vayoho Agnihi? Because Upanishad says, Vayor Agnihi Agne Rapaha. So Vayoho Agni means what? We have to explain that. But Ekadeshi says Vayoho Agni means from Vayu Agni is born. It can also be said that after Vayu Agni was born or created by Brahma. I hope you are with me. Vayoho Agni means from Vayu Agni is born. From air Agni fire was born. That is one. Or it can also be said, after Vayu, Agni was born. So Brahman started to create, he created Akasha first, then Vayu next, and then Agni. After Vayu, Agni is born. Created by, therefore, from Brahman alone, Agni came. But it should be said that Agni was born after the birth of Vayu. That is the order. Agni was born out of the parent Brahman after Vayu. So Vayoho Agni means Agni is born out of Vayu, but is born out of Brahman only ultimately. Maybe they are brothers, whatever it is. Therefore, there is no contradiction and Agni is born out of Brahman only. That is Ekadeshi's view. for which Siddhanti has to answer for this. Now we will come to the general analysis of the sutra. It is pointed out that Agni is born out of Vayu only. Vayu or Agni, in Taittiriya also. Therefore, Ekadeshi Matam is wrong because it's already pointed out. And Vyasacharya does not give the reason. And Shankaracharya explains the reason. And now let us do the word analysis here to understand all that. Tejaha means fire is born. We have to supply. Tejaha is fire. Fire is born. Ataha. Ataha means out of Vayu. So tatahi aha. Shruti says so. Aha means says so. So tatahi. The Shruti says like that. Agni, that is fire is born out of Vayu. That's what Shruti says. Now we'll see the significance of the words. Tejaha. Tejaha means Agni. And fire originates. Ataha, from this, here the word this refers to Vayu. Contextually, this means Vayu in this particular context. And tatha, tatha means so. And aha, aha means Shruti says so. Very clear. So this the in the second chapter of Taittiriya Upanishad, Brahmananda Valli. Now we have to answer the Purvapakshi and Ekadeshi both. Ekadeshi's argument is what? Shruti says that everything is born out of Brahman. That is Ekadeshi's argument. Therefore, we should conclude that Agni is born out of Brahman only. Because everything is born out of Brahman means Agni also should be. And Shankaracharya says that if you accept that statement, that everything is born out of Brahman, including Agni, then Vayoho Agni will become a meaningless statement. Sarvam Brahma Karyam statement would become meaningless. Therefore, you cannot do that, and you have to accept that Agni is born out of Vayu only. Then he asks the question, if you validate this Shruti statement that Agni is born out of Vayu, then the other Shruti statements that everything is born out of Brahman becomes meaningless. Therefore, if you say Agni is born out of Vayu and everything is born out of Brahman, gets invalidated. And if you say everything is born out of Brahman, Agni is born out of Vayu, that gets invalidated. So both are Shruti statements only. Born out of, so Shankaracharya, he contends, when everything is born out of Brahman, it means he does not say directly. And things can be born out of Brahman indirectly also, if Brahman is the Mula Karanam. Some are born directly and some are born indirectly. If Agni is born out of Vayu, there is nothing to stop from saying Agni is born out of Brahman. Ultimately, Agni is born out of Brahman only. Even when you accept Agni is born out of Vayu, ultimately it is born out of Brahman only. If you take literally everything is Brahma Karyam, then what about us? We were not directly born out of Brahman, but out of our own parents. So if Shruti says that all are born out of Brahman, that means we are born out of Brahman indirectly. Therefore, Agni is Sakshat Vayu Karyam and Agni is Paramparaya Brahma Karyam. Sakshat Vayu Karyam means directly. Paramparaya means indirectly. Akashat Vayu, Vayu or Agni and all that, Parampara. So Shankaracharya quotes actually Bhagavad Gita Vakyam in support of this statement. The fourth and fifth slokas of 10th chapter. Buddhirnyanam sammohaha kshama satyam dhamashyamaha sukham dukkham bhavo bhavaha bhayam cha bhayam eva cha ahimsa samata tushtihi tapodhanam yasho yashaha bhavanti bhava bhutanam matta eva prutagvidaha. Everything, existence and non-existence, are born out of me alone, Krishna says. That is the essence of these two shlokas. Varieties of emotions and the karanams of all vrittis, thoughts, are born out of me. Me here means Brahman. Antakarana vrittis, thoughts in the mind, are directly born out of antakarana, mind. But the karanam of all is Brahman only. And the next argument is what? You should accept everything as Brahman product. And then alone Brahma Vijnanena Sarva Vijnanam is possible. And Shankaracharya says, for Eka Vijnanena Sarva Vijnana to be correct, that everything should be Brahma Karyam, the product of Brahman only. And it need not be direct or indirect Karyam of Brahma. It should be somewhere, direct or indirect. It should be. So in the case of Agni, even though we say that Agni is Vayu Karyam, Vayu, as Agni has Vayu as Karanam, it is indirectly born out of Brahman only. So the statement that from Vayu Agni is born is incorrect. Correct in the sense, it because this is how the Paramparaya. So we take Agni is born after Vayu from Brahman. For that Shankaracharya argues that you cannot take so also because the statement starts with what? Tasmat, Akashat, Vayu, etc. So in this series of creation, Tasmatva, Etasmat, Atmanaha, Sambhavaha, it is the fifth case in the Sanskrit grammar and it does not mean after, but it is out of. All are logical details. Here, it is not after, there is no kramam here, it is only out of Vayu, out of Akasha. This is the argument number one. And there is another argument also given by Shankaracharya. The upapadam, additional word, is added here. When Ekadeshi adds after Vayu, it should be supplied Vayoho Urdvam. And it gives the meaning directly. Vayoho Urdvam. Therefore, Vayoho Agnihi means from Vayu, Agni is born, and not after Vayu, Agni is born. It should be taken like that. From Vayu, Agni is born, and not after Vayu, Agni is born. Therefore, Ekadeshi Madam is incorrect. Vayu Agni means Agni is born out of Vayu directly. And when you say Brahmanaha Agni means Agni is born out of Brahman indirectly. Thus, the contradiction in Shruti is also resolved. Now, let us go to the Jala Srishti in the next sutra, next Adhikarana, Abhadhikarana. Water is also produced from fire. Apaha, one word sutra it is. 11th sutra, 3rd section, 2nd chapter, 227th Brahma Sutra. Now let us end, we are entering the 5th Adhikaranam of this particular chapter, this section. Let us do the general introduction of this Adhikaranam also. And this sutra talks about the origination of water, jala. This is a simpler topic, all very similar to Agni. So here Purvapakshi says, like Agni, there is a contradiction in Shruti. One says, Agnehe Apaha, water is born out of fire, in the second chapter of Taittiriya Upanishad. However, in Mundaka Upanishad, it says, water is born out of Brahman. Etasmat jayate pranaha, manasarvendriyani cha, kham vayujyotirapaha, prithivi vishvasya dharini. Kham means akasha. There is contradiction between the two. Ekadeshi Madam says that jalam is Brahma Karyam only and it is not Agni Karyam. The reasons are the same as given in the case of Agni also. Therefore, he doesn't discuss. So Siddhanta gives his answer that jalam is born out of Agni only. As we said, fire is born out of Vayu, the same argument. Since the whole thing is the same as above, there is no need to comment further in this regard. So let us go to the word analysis. Apaha means water. Water is born out of fire. Shruti says so. The significance is what? Water is born out of that Agni only. And Taittiriya Upanishad kept in mind is Agnehe Apaha. That is what is kept in mind, that Taittiriya Shruti. So we have covered now four elements. Four elements is Akasha, Vayu, Agni and Apaha. Now we have to go to the fifth element, namely Prithivi, the earth. So this is next Adhikaranam is called Prithivi Adhikaranam. It has also got only one sutra. Prithivi Adhikara Rupa Shabdantare Bhyaha. Prithivi Adhikara Rupa Shabdantare Bhyaha. 12th sutra, 3rd section, 2nd chapter, 228 Brahma Sutra. We'll introduce the Adhikaranam with only one sutra now. Here also we find Purvapakshi Yagadeshi and Siddhanti. And Purvapakshi says there is a problem. As usual, he always has problem. Chandogya Upanishad says that Brahman created Agni and that Agni created water. And the next statement of Chandogya, this is 6.2.3 and 6.2.4 says water created Annam. Water created Annam. Ta apa aikshantam bhakveham bhakvyasyamam prajaye mahiti ta Annam asrijantam, annam asrijantam. From Chandogya Upanishad, we come to know that annam, if food is born out of water. But if you go to Taittiriya Upanishad, what it says, adhya prithivi prithivya oshadayah oshadibhyonnam, from water prithivi is born, and from earth plants are born, and from plants humans are born, annam is born. Annat purushah, from annam humans are born. So from that it is clear that Veda expects us to be what? Vegetarian perhaps. Oshadayah. So according to Chandogya Upanishad, annam is born out of water. So Shruti is not clear about Anna Srishti, that means. Purvapakshi points out and he says, Veda is apramanam because it says two different things in two different places. And what does Ekadeshi say? Purvapakshi is always interested in throwing out Vedas. As we told earlier, Ekadeshi Matam has the noble intention of validating Shruti, the Vedas, but always results in a wrong manner. According to him, annam is jalakaryam, as revealed in Chandogya Upanishad, 6th chapter, that's what we just read. And he gives two reasons for his conclusions. His first reason is, annam mentioned in Chandogya should be taken as annam only because that is the primary meaning of annam, the food. Primary meaning is always stronger meaning. Therefore, annam means food, and Shruti clearly says that food is born out of water. And his second argument is, annam means food, and food is born out of jalam as indicated by Chandogya by a later statement. Now the question is, what is the later statement? The later statement is in the same mantra, and that statement says, ta apa aikshantam bahvyaham bahvyasyamam prajaye mahiti ta annamasrijantam tasmat yatra kvachavarshati tadeva bhuyishtam annam bhavati adhyayeva tadadyannadhyam jayate tadadyanna. So therefore, since annam is jala karanam, wherever there is rain, in that place where the rain is in plenty, plenty of annam is produced. That's what this means. Therefore, annam is jala karyam. Where there is lot of water, annam is produced. So annam should be jala karyam as supported by Shruti. Therefore, the previous statement means water produced annam, and annam is jalakaryam only. Therefore, the second statement of Shruti is valid. That's what Ekadeshi says. Now, Siddhanti has to resolve the contradiction and also answer Purvapakshi and Ekadeshi both. And Siddhanta portion is given by Vyasacharya here. Now, the general analysis of the sutra is, here it is pointed out that from jalam, prithivi alone is born. Prithivi is jalakaryam and annam is not jalakaryam. Because of this reason, Chandogya statement and this Taittiriya, ta apaha annam asrijanta, should be translated as ta apaha prithivi asrijanta. That annam here means earth. That is how it should be translated. Annam is not jalakaryam. Karana. Karya. So waters created annam should be translated as waters created earth only. And Vyasa's contention is the word annam should not be taken as food. So mukhya artha should not be taken and take only the lakshya artha. And annam is prithivi. Annam means here earth. This is Vyasacharya's sutra. He makes this statement. And the main meaning of the word annam occurring in Chandogya does not mean food, but it represents earth. And Vyasacharya gives three reasons to take this implied meaning. So this is voting for a weaker meaning, to be honest. Because annam is a direct meaning, primary meaning, food. So to choose a weaker meaning, we require, that means, stronger arguments. And three arguments he gives in this sutra. One is the contextual support. And the second word used is rupam in this sutra. That's rupam, color. So the color is mentioned in the Upanishad. In color of each element is discussed in the Upanishads. This is to interpret annam as prithivi. Further, he is going through all these various ways. And the next is Shruti support. Shruti support is there to state prithivi is born out of jalam and not annam. So through these three reasonings, we support annam relates to prithivi. Now let us do the word analysis. Here the sutra has two words, prithivi అండ్ అధికార రూప శబ్దాంతరేభ్య వన్ కాంపౌండ్ వర్డ్ పృథివీ ఈస్ డైరెక్ట్ మీనింగ్ ఎర్త్ దట్ ఇస్ మెంట్ బై ద వర్డ్ అన్నం అకార్డింగ్ టు చాండోగ్య 6th chapter 2nd section 4th mantra దట్స్ వాట్ హి సెడ్ అండ్ అధికార రూప శబ్దాంతరేభ్య బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది కాంటెక్స్ట్ కలర్ అండ్ అదర్ శృతి స్టేట్మెంట్స్ సో రూప మీన్స్ కలర్ అండ్ శబ్దాంతరేభ్య అదర్ శృతి స్టేట్మెంట్స్ నౌ వి విల్ సీ ది సిగ్నిఫికెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఈచ్ వర్డ్ ఇస్ రన్నింగ్ మీన్ పృథివీ మీన్స్ అన్నం హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ కాంటెక్స్ట్ ది సెకండ్ ఇస్ ఎ కాంపౌండ్ వర్డ్ సెకండ్ వర్డ్ ఇస్ అ బిగ్ వర్డ్ కాంపౌండ్ వర్డ్ ఫస్ట్ లెట్ అస్ సీ ది అధికారాత్ అధికార రూప శబ్దాంతరేభ్య ఫస్ట్ లెట్ అస్ టేక్ ది అధికార పోర్షన్ సో కాంటెక్స్ట్ అధికార మీన్స్ ది కాంటెక్స్ట్ కాంటెక్స్ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ పంచభూత ఉత్పత్తి వీఆర్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ ది ఉత్పత్తి ఆఫ్ జనరేషన్ ఆఫ్ 5 elements సో ఇన్ చాందోగ్య ఉపనిషత్ ది ఆరిజినేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎలిమెంట్స్ ఆర్ టాక్డ్ అబౌట్ ఆకాశ అండ్ వాయు ఆర్ ఇంప్లైడ్ ఇన్ చాందోగ్య ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ మెన్షన్డ్ ఎక్స్ప్లిసిట్లీ ఆల్దో నాట్ యాక్చువల్లీ మెన్షన్డ్ ఇన్ ద సూత్ర హియర్ ఫస్ట్ అగ్ని సృష్టి ఓన్లీ వాస్ మెన్షన్డ్ ఇన్ చాందోగ్య అండ్ బిఫోర్ అగ్ని ఆకాశ అండ్ వాయు ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇంప్లైడ్ ద సృష్టి ఈస్ ఇంప్లైడ్ ఇన్ చాందోగ్య దెన్ ది ఉపనిషత్ మెన్షన్స్ జల సృష్టి దెన్ నెక్స్ట్ సృష్టి ఈస్ పృథివీ అలోన్ సో వైల్ వి డిస్కస్ పంచభూత సృష్టి ఫ్రమ్ వేర్ దస్ అన్నం కమ్ దర్ఫోర్ అధికార కాంటెక్స్ సపోర్ట్స్ పృథివీ అలోన్ అండ్ అన్నం షుడ్ రెఫర్ టు అన్న కారణభూత పృథివీ షుడ్ బి ది ఇంప్లైడ్ మీనింగ్ ఐ హోప్ యు అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్ బికాస్ ఇన్ ది కాంటెక్స్చువలీ అన్నం ఫుడ్ కమ్స్ ఓన్లీ ఫ్రమ్ పృథివీ ఇట్ డజన్ కమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ అదర్ థింగ్స్ అండ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దాట్ దిస్ అధికార ది కాంటెక్స్ సపోర్ట్స్ పృథివీ అలోన్ అండ్ అన్నం షుడ్ రెఫర్ టు అన్న కారణభూత పృథివీ దాట్ షుడ్ బి ది ఇంప్లైడ్ మీనింగ్ అండ్ ద సెకండ్ రీజన్ ఈస్ రూపం రూపం మీన్స్ కలర్ అండ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్ ఆర్గ్యుమెంట్ వీ షుడ్ నో చాందోగ్య ఉపనిషత్ 6th chapter వేర్ వీ డిస్కస్ ఆల్ దిస్ ఇన్ గ్రేట్ డీటెయిల్ వేర్ ది ఉపనిషత్ సేస్ దట్ ది ఎంటైర్ క్రియేషన్ బీయింగ్ ఎ ప్రోడక్ట్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ 3 elements అలోన్ బికాస్ హీ డిడ్ టాక్ అబౌట్ ఆకాశ అండ్ వాయు ఇన్ చాందోగ్య ఈ స్టార్టెడ్ విత్ ఓన్లీ అగ్ని ఓన్లీ అగ్ని ఆప పృథివీ సో వీ నో ఇట్ బై ద ఫ్యాక్ట్ దట్ దీస్ 3 elements ఆర్ ఇన్హరెంట్ ఇన్ ది ప్రోడక్ట్ దర్ఫోర్ ది ఎలిమెంట్స్ ఆర్ ది కారణం అండ్ ఉపనిషత్ సేస్ దట్ దర్ ఆర్ 3 colors విచ్ రెప్రజెంట్స్ ది కలర్స్ ఆఫ్ ద 3 inherent ఇన్ దీస్ 3 elements ది ఉపనిషత్ టేక్స్ ఎ ఫ్యూ ఎగ్జాంపుల్స్ Fire, it says, one of the products obtaining in creation indicates Tejas Tattvam, fire principles. Sometimes it is white and sometimes it is reddish. White represents the Jala Tattvam. In Agni, the white portion represents the Jala Tattvam. The black or red color represents Annam, food. So here Vasacharya argues that the dark spot represents Annam. That means it refers to Prithivi Earth, mud alone. It is dark and you cannot take annam as dark in color annam is not dark in color but represents only mud therefore krishna varnam black color belongs to prithvi tattvam only and not to annam that is Vyasacharya's argument this is the second argument he gives and the third argument is there are other shruti statements also that very clearly mention that earth alone is born out of jalam and not annam Taittiriya Upanishad very clearly says that water produced annam, literally food. So, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad also it says, what was there as froth of water that was hardened and became earth. It says, apova arkam tadyat apagam apagam shara asitam tad samahanyatam. సా పృథివీ అభవత్ తస్యామ శ్రామ్యత్ తస్య శ్రాంతస్య తప్తస్య తేజ రస నిరవర్తతాగ్ని మంత్రాస్ వి హావ్ సీన్ ఇన్ డీటెయిల్ ఇన్ బృహదారణ్యక దిస్ ఇన్ ద ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్ ఇట్సెల్ఫ్ దిస్ వెరీ క్లియర్లీ ఇండికేట్స్ దట్ ఫ్రమ్ వాటర్ ఎర్త్ ఈస్ ప్రొడ్యూస్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ వాటర్ ఎర్త్ కేమ్ సా పృథివీ అభవత్ పృథివీ అభవత్ So, Ekadeshi, so with this Vasacharya established, Annam refers to earth only. And Ekadeshi gave 2 arguments for translating Annam as food. First reason is mukhya arthatva, because that's in primary meaning. Annam means food is the primary meaning. And our answer is what? Annam primarily means food, that is correct. Therefore, we should prefer that only. And when it does not fit, we have to give up the primary meaning. The context here is what? Pancha Bhuta Srishti, five elements. And suddenly Anna Srishti is not mentioned. But the Bhuta Srishti of Annam alone is meant here. Because context is Pancha Bhuta Srishti, not Anna Srishti. In Chandogya Upanishad, the later statement says, wherever there is rain, there is Annam. That means Annam is born out of Vyarthu only. And our answer is what? Even if we accept the Vakya Shesha, that is plenty of Annam is born out of Jalam, we cannot say that Annam is food, because rain can never produce plenty of food directly. It produces plenty of water alone, rains. You cannot take Annam as food, and by implication you have to say plants and all that. And when you take the Lakshanartha, what is wrong if you can take the Lakshanartha, what is wrong if I also take the Lakshanartha? That's what Acharya argues. And if you want to find out which one has got more strength, because of the various reasons above as we gave, take Annam as earth only, not as food. Therefore, Annam should be taken as Prithivi and not food is the argument. Therefore, Ekadeshi Matam is not acceptable, and Purvapakshi Matam also has to be answered. And what Purvapakshi says? There is contradiction between the two Upanishads, Taittiriya and Chandogya. So in Chandogya, Prithivi is born out of Jala. And Taittiriya also, Prithivi is born out of Jala. Annam mentioned in Taittiriya Upanishad, so which is nothing but the earth. The Annam mentioned in Taittiriya Upanishad is nothing but the earth. So the arguments are raised because we cannot question the Upanishad and the Vedas, but it is our duty to explain what is the underlying meaning of Veda Shabda. That is our aim. Our aim is interpreting the words and sentences and not question Veda mantras. Therefore, there is no contradiction at all, and Veda is Pramanam, and there is no problem. That is how they try to interpret. Now, the next adhikaranam is Tad Abhidhyanadhikaranam. Abhidhyanadhikaranam. Tad Abhidhyanadeva Tu Tallingat Saha. 13th Sutra, 229th running Brahma Sutra. I will give the general introduction to this adhikaranam briefly. It has only one sutra. So Pancha Bhuta Srishti was talked about, and that's over. Now we have concluded that the five Pancha Bhutas have come in a gradual order. Akasha and the other elements are born out of Brahman only. Akasha is born directly and all others are born indirectly. Brahman is the cause for creation of all the Pancha Bhutas. Therefore, Eka Vijnanena Sarva Vijnanam Bhavati. All this we have already seen just now. And we have discussed the material cause. And then what about the intelligence cause of the creation? Nimitta Karana. Is Sagunam Brahman is the intelligent cause of the creation? Here also we have Purvapakshi, Ekadeshi and Siddhanti. All three come. And Purvapakshi says that there is a Shruti contradiction. One statement from Taittiriya says what? Soka mayata bahusyam praja yeyeti satapo tapyatam satapastaptvam. So Maya Sakitam Brahman desired and willed Saha Akamayata. He willed, and Ishvara created everything by his mere sankalpa. Bahusyam prajayayeti, by mere sankalpa he created sankalpati. So Brahman is Sarva Nimitta Karanam or Karta. And there is another statement in Chandogya, and that says Tadaikshata Bahusyam prajayayeti tat tejo srijatam tat teja aikshatam bahusyam prajayayeti tad apo srijatam tasmadyatra kvacha shochati svedat eva purushaham tejasa evam tadadhyapo jayante ta apa aikshantam bahvyahasyamam prajaye mahitim ta annama srijantam. So Brahman created Agni after visualizing, then Agni visualized us and created Jalam, that is water. Therefore, per Chandogya, Agni is supposed to be the creator of Jalam. And to decide what created the Jalam is the question. which we have to discuss in the next class in detail. Because that is where we would like to stop here, because this is the context. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakritilinasya parasamaheshwarah purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate om shanti shanti shantihi shri gurubhyo namaha harihi om shri krishnaarpanam.